10 minutes past 10, good morning. Gay marriage. That's what MPs will be making their minds up about later on today. What do you think? Many people who listen to BBC Asian Network have a faith which they clearly identify with. Hinduism, Sikhism, Islam, I presume being the three main ones. Christianity is also there, I'm sure. Jains, Buddhists. Do you have a duty to oppose gay marriage if you are religious? Interesting, Yetava has emailed in to say, if you are a religious type and do believe in unconditional love as God has prescribed, then you have no business opposing gay marriage. It's as simple as that. You can't hold contradictory views just because your man-made religious book or self-appointed God-man has issues with homosexuals. They are human beings just like you and me, and love should be the only currency here. Some folks still have backward attitudes to what people do in the privacy of their own bedrooms, because that's the real issue here, isn't it? Hinduism doesn't discriminate against homosexuality, but I can't speak for individuals in this matter. Let's speak to Hardeep, who's a guest of mine, his real name, who runs a blog called gayseek.com. Hardeep, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. How are you doing?
I'm very well, very well. Thanks for joining us.
No worries.
As someone who identifies with the Sikh faith and considers himself to be a practitioner of said faith, You seem to see no contradiction between your sexuality and your wish eventually to marry someone and your faith.
Not at all. I mean, being Sikh and being gay are completely okay. There's no contradictory values at all.
But you wouldn't be able to get married in a gurdwara, would you?
At this moment in time, unfortunately not. There's a big cultural issue here where homosexuality is seen as something that cannot be, cannot exist within Sikhism. A lot of people believe that homosexuality is a choice and not something that is genetic. And I think the important thing is we need to educate and make people aware that, you know, you are born gay, it is not a choice. And if we are all to be treated as equals, then why can we not be married?
Well, what about the belief that you get married to have children?
Well, you can have children by adopting. You don't have to have children, you know, by sexual intercourse. There are other ways to have children. We need to make sure that we have a family and we have children and we have a union of two souls. There's nothing saying we cannot adopt and improve existing lives.
Let's speak to Dr. Haytham Al-Haddad, an academic and scholar. Dr. Al-Haddad, welcome to the show.
Yeah, welcome to everyone.
On what basis do you oppose gay marriage?
Well, there are a number of things that we need to consider.
Yes.
First of all, think about something that is very fundamental, which is who defines what is right, what is wrong. Okay, this is the first point. Mm. The second important issue is we need to look at the universal laws, the natural laws that have been adopted by all people for thousands and thousands of years. And these natural laws have an impact on our life. We cannot just all of a sudden change those laws. Moreover, we need to speak to protect our future generations from being involved in some act that might cause them so many problems. It has been proven very recently. In fact, 1st of February, it was announced that gay people are more subject to HIV infection, and there before it was announced that doctors failed to protect or to.
Where was this?
On BBC. That was on BBC 1st of February 2013. It was announced. You can Google it and you can find it easily. Also, just last month it was announced that.
What is the point in that now, if that's due to lifestyle, for instance, Their genetic makeup doesn't make them more prone to catch it, does it? It's down to lifestyle, presumably, is it?
Yeah, their life, the homosexual activities, the sexual activities that take place between a man and a man.
But as you well know, heterosexuals pass on HIV as well, don't they?
No. This, I'm telling you about scientific facts.
Yeah, no, and so am I telling you about scientific facts that heterosexuals also pass on the HIV if they have sex, but no one wants to outlaw sex between heterosexuals.
Yeah, we are talking about percentage, yeah,
It's very difficult to bring it down. Yeah, it's a little.
But
you see, you have to look at the minutiae of that detail, because I don't understand what you're saying. Are you saying then that homosexuals are what, spreaders of disease? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, this is what science said.
Yes, but heterosexuals spread HIV as well, Dr. Al-Haddad.
No, we are talking about the percentage. I don't know what are you arguing here.
Well, I'm not quite sure what you are, but equally...
I'm talking about the percentage. Scientifically, it has been proven that gay people are more subject to HIV diseases, and they are more acceptable for sexual-related diseases, and they can spread them. So this is just one point. There are many other points.
Okay. Hardeep, you want to come in there?
Yeah, I think I'm just sorry. I'm just a bit laughing, to be honest. So, scientifically, homosexuals spread diseases. Is that what you're trying to say, Doctor?
He was very specific about HIV, wasn't he? It wasn't diseases.
I was specific about HIV.
So
and
scientifically, homosexuals spread HIV. Is that what you're trying to say? Every homosexual spreads HIV.
See, no need to argue this point, okay?
I'm trying to clarify your point as opposed to argue it. I'm trying to understand what you're trying to say because I can't understand how scientifically a homosexual could spread HIV.
Let me read it for you from the BBC, yeah? It says, the director of policy of the National AIDS Trust said, around 7 gay or bisexual men a day in the UK are getting HIV. This is BBC. Let me tell you the date of that.
Does it point out how many heterosexual people are getting HIV day by day?
This is 1st of February 2013. You can go and check it yourself. This is not a point to...
Okay, all right. Let's move away from this HIV point for a second because I think we can quite easily get bogged down in it.
This is just one point. Yeah. This is just one point, okay? But there are many other points. And as we have said before... if we, in the near future, insist under the notion of equality, under the notion...
Allow what?
Allow
incest.
Insist. Yeah.
Okay. Insist, then I think you're trying to say.
Yeah. Yes, who will...
Are you equating homosexuality with incest now?
I'm talking about the same principle. And see you...
How is that the same principle? I'm just genuinely asking a question that if a man is in love with another man, and just because someone's gay, it doesn't mean they're going to be in love with their own brother, does it? In the same way that you, I'm sure, if you had a sister, wouldn't find your own sister attractive.
Confused. Have you ever met a homosexual person before?
Who knows?
Can I ask you that question? Have you ever met a homosexual person that's been out to you?
What do you mean by homosexual? Do you mean a person who accepts to be penetrated from his button?
Oh, Dr. Al-Haddad, please, this is at 20 past 10 in the morning. Come on, you're supposed to be an academic and a scholar. I'm not quite sure where you got your qualifications from, but please, come on, Dr. Al-Haddad. Let's just keep it
more to a homosexual or a gay person.
Yeah, you don't need to finish that sentence. I think we all know where that sentence is going. Let's speak to Bupinder in Leicester, who called in. 08459 440 445 is the number. Bupinder, good morning. Would you regard yourself as religious?
Well, in my own way, yes.
And would you then regard yourself to be opposed to gay marriage because of that?
Not necessarily.
Why not?
Because that is my choice.
Right. So
I don't want to be dictated by people who are on your show and made such a broad statement that... HIV is spread by the gay community. I think they should visit India or some places where there are lots of women who have been infected by their husbands. And they, I mean, there was a news in the paper that in Punjab, in one village, the young men who were out, they got married and they infected under the...
Yeah, I mean... One of my wife's best friends is a doctor who specialises in HIV, and we had a long conversation about this. And it's absurd to say that that it's a homosexual disease, and it just doesn't.
That is not a very nice thing to say, because that's when you hurt people's feelings. You know, you don't put a finger of blame, you know, to that this community or that community. You know, sometimes Nihal, I was speaking to Sunil. I was saying that I am. First, I'm very indecisive about what the vote is going to be taken, because my heart says one thing, my brain says another thing. That
okay.
Maybe.
What does your heart say?
Well, my heart says, are they doing a right thing or a wrong thing? Then, no, other way around. My brain says, are they saying are doing right thing or wrong thing? And then my heart says, well, who am I to judge them? You know, because... people are born, Nihal, that way. They don't choose to be that way. And who are we to condemn? Thank God we live in England and there isn't open hangings going on here in the streets. You know, what people do behind the door is their own business. And I was saddened when the gentleman you have there, who was so explicit, I mean, you know, this is a morning time, and there was no need to say that. That is very, very derogatory and very, very humiliating to the gay community.
Mm.
I mean, you know, come on. Let's see which way. I know.
But Bupinder, you know, some people have faith, and they believe in their faith, and they read the book, and the book tells them certain things. And... life on this planet has prospered and grown because of heterosexual people having children. Now, if those people say, well, it's an unnatural act, because if nature had intended it to happen, then a man would be able to get a man pregnant and a woman would be able to get a woman pregnant. Science has allowed a man and a woman who are not together to get pregnant. But apart from that, it's not the natural order of things. Now, if someone who believes that, they can't just be shouted down and called homophobic and called ignorant every time they want to express that opinion. They're expected to just go along with things that go against what they believe in.
No, but then with the same token, they have no right to shut down the people who believe otherwise. That is what the democracy is all about.
Okay, all right. Let's put that to Dr. Al-Haddad. Dr. Al-Haddad, that's what democracy is all about, isn't it? Allowing people to have a voice and allowing people to make a choice.
Yeah, I totally agree with this. However, there are some ethical values that have been, that must be witnessed. This is one thing. The other thing is, I'm asking, why are the homosexuals are trying to terrorize everyone, to bully everyone, not to speak anything against homosexuality? You know that unfortunately some Muslim MPs will vote in favor of this bill.
But by them voting for it, is that, broadly speaking, the Islamic principle that when you live in a country that is not predominantly Muslim, you conform to the laws of that country? So equality is something at the heart of this country, both sexual equality and gender equality and racial equality. So if they are voting for it, then they are just conforming to the laws of the land. And as a Muslim scholar yourself, you can't necessarily have a go at them for doing that, because after all, Islam does say to you, you must conform. But then, of course, I presume I know what you're going to say. You conform to it as long as it doesn't go against the principles of your own faith.
Yeah, this is one thing. The other thing is, they were not forced to vote for it, but because they were bullied by this small minority.
So would you rather they abstained?
Yeah, of course. Or no. In fact, I prefer that they say clearly no, because this goes with their faith, and they've been this reflects their integrity, and this reflects their honesty, that being honest with their faith and with everyone. And not only this, this means that they truly represent the Muslim community, because they know for a fact that the Muslim community is opposing this.
But remember, an MP doesn't necessarily go in and represent the Christian community. He represents his constituents. And if there are constituents in that constituency who believe in gay marriage, the MP has a right to represent them as well as just Muslims. It's not a Muslim MP. It's an MP who happens to be a Muslim.
I totally agree. But those Muslim MPs have been selected in areas heavily populated by Muslims. So they should reflect what those Muslims living in their constituency want.
Do you think this will cost them their seats?
The party, what the party wanted them to vote for. And not only this, they were afraid of media, they were afraid of homosexuals. If we are talking about democracy, then let us have an open debate about everything. And moreover, here, see, we are not talking about just homosexuality. We are talking about redefining marriage. This is the point that we are talking about. Homosexuals who want to have their sexual life, whatever they like to do in their bedrooms, this, they are free to do this. Okay, we are not talking about them, but we are talking about something even far beyond that. We are talking about redefining what the divine law has.
But accepted. How does, but Dr. Al Haddad, how do two men marrying impact on
the natural law?
Yeah. But how do two men or two women marrying impact upon heterosexual marriage? How do they make heterosexual marriage any less important to that man and woman getting married to each other?
Yeah. See, once we define marriage to be any kind of relationship between two people, irrespective of
who are in love.
Let us not, because if I use the language, you will say to me that this is, if I describe what homosexuality is, you will feel...
No, irrespective of that, because you don't need to do that. We're talking about two people, two men or two women who are in love with each other. They're not being promiscuous. They're not running around. They're saying, I want to commit to this person for the rest of my life. That's what they're saying. Keep the sex out of it for a second.
Love. We are not talking about love. We are talking about something beyond love. And because you don't want me to use explicit language,
but it's still Dr. Al Haddad, as an academic and a scholar, when you're doing your academic studies, were any of them about your definition of love? What's your definition of love? Because are you ultimately saying that two men and two women cannot love each other?
This is what I'm saying.
Right.
Love is totally different from the homosexual activities, the sexual activities that carried out between a man and a man. This is totally different. Let us not redefine things, and let us not mislead everyone. Okay? And again, we are not talking about even sexual activities that carried out between certain people in their bedrooms. We are talking about redefining a term that has been known in English language, that has been known in any language for thousands of years.
But men have loved each other for homosexuality is not a new thing, is it, Dr. Al Haddad? I mean, the Greeks and the Romans, they have art and pottery that represents this. This is not a new thing, is it?
No.
You're saying it's as if it's a 20th century invention, but it wasn't,
no.
Was it?
Yes, it is a new thing, and moreover, I can...
You think it's a new thing?
Yes.
You think homosexuality is a new thing?
When did it come about?
Let us be academic in our discussion. See, homosexuality as an act, it has been practiced by certain minorities in certain areas, and it was severely condemned by everyone, okay? It was not accepted. So what is new now is to accept it, not only to accept it, to force it upon every single human being living in the UK. And if you do not accept homosexuality, then you are homophobic, and then you are
That's a really good point. That's a really good point, Hardeep, because people who oppose homosexual marriage and homosexuality are immediately called homophobic, bigoted, and meant to feel as though they are, you know, social lepers, as it were, which shuts down the debate. Because people, in the same way, Hardy, you have both, you have faith and your sexuality, you're not wishing to allow people to have their faith. And some faiths, Islam, Christianity, are very clear about homosexuality, aren't they? And what you're...
Yeah, they are. Yeah. I mean, well, I can only speak about Sikhism personally, and Sikhism is all about... A marriage in Sikhism is a union of two genderless souls. There's nothing specified saying that a marriage is between a man and a woman. Marriage is between a union of two genderless souls and with God. God is the husband, and the union of the two souls are the bride. That's the way it works. So for me, as a Sikh gay, I know that equal marriage is okay. What you're trying to say is that should I, when straight people say that the gay marriage shouldn't be allowed, are they branded as homophobic? Well, I don't think they are. I mean, everyone's entitled to an opinion, and that's very, very important. Just because I don't agree with their views does not mean that they're homophobic. But it's
People bandy that term around too much? I mean, people are already calling Dr. Al-Haddad on my Twitter timeline homophobic.
I think they'd be justified because, with all due respect, the doctor is very uneducated about homosexuals. He seems to have a very archaic view about how homosexuals live. He makes it sound like homosexuals are different to other people, look different, act different. The fact of the matter is, he's probably met many, many, many homosexuals who he probably likes and doesn't even realize that they are homosexuals. So, with all due respect, I would class the doctor as a homophobic person.
Dr. Al-Haddad?
Well, everyone is open to have any view about others. But again, let us come to the real debate. The real debate is redefining marriage. Why do you want to force it upon others? You want to practice homosexuality, then practice it. This is your own business. Why do you want to force it upon everyone?
How are homosexuals forcing it on people? What are they doing to force it upon you?
So why,
it shouldn't make your life
you
any
asking,
difficult.
Why are you asking it to be? Why are you asking marriage to be redefined? Why are you asking it to me to be a law? This is the bill.
It's a right.
Dr. Al-Haddad, if you ask him a question, allow him to answer it. Go on, Hadi.
I think it's a right. Whether homosexual people can or cannot be allowed to be married is irrelevant to you. It will not change your life. It's not being forced upon anyone. If a man wants to get married to another man, it will not change your life.
But you have all the same rights with a civil partnership. Why don't you stick with that?
So, I know I have some friends that are happy to have civil partnership. I have some friends that are happy to have a marriage. I think it's more about having the option rather than having for a civil partnership. Yeah. If straight couples are able to have civil partnerships and marriages, then so are homosexual people. It's as simple as that.
Hardeep asked you, Dr. Al-Haddad, quickly before I go to a track, how does it actually impact on you if... gay men and women are allowed to marry? What difference does it make to those of us who are heterosexuals and our lives? What difference does it make?
Yeah, it makes a number of differences. First of all, the children are at school. They will be taught that marriage means this, and it will not be allowed for me as a father to opt out for my children. Yeah, if they receive this kind of education, this is one thing. The other thing, they will be allowed to adopt children. And those innocent children who need mom and dad, who need to suck naturally, who need to be fed from their mother naturally, they will be taught that there is a dad and dad. There is no mom and dad. This is absolutely against the human nature.
Do you think children will genuinely believe that there is no mum and dad just because two men are allowed to get married, or two women? And remember, you keep forgetting to mention that two women can get married. That suddenly, so wait a minute. By that rationale, then, are you for lesbian marriage?
They will be because
of course a woman can breastfeed a baby.
Homosexuals will have the right to adopt children. So imagine that innocent child who has been adopted by two married men. He will ask, where is my mum?
But what if it's two married women? Dr. Al-Haddad, what if it's two married women?
Same thing. Children have to grow up naturally.
Hadeep, hold that question in your mind, my friend, because I want to go to a track. I've got Mehroon in Leicester waiting on the line. Mina, not her real name, who's been in a lesbian relationship now for 10 years, longer than most marriages, and we'll get both of them on. But please, get in contact with us. 08459 440 445 is the phone number. You can also text 81869 or email nihal@bbc.co.uk. I've got a lot of people on my Twitter timeline. Punk, Sarabjot, Nirmal, Jazz Singh, all getting involved. Please do get involved on the phones. 08459 440 445 is the number.
Email Nihal now on nihal@bbc.co.uk.
Pillow, billori, akha samne ni, jatt tenu labda fire. Pillow, kala billori. ਜੱਟ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਲੱਭਦਾ ਫਿਰ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਗਲੋਰੀ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਨੀ ਜੱਟ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਲੱਭਦਾ ਫਿਰ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਨੀ ਜੱਟ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਲੱਭਦਾ
official Asian download chart. This is your number one. Asian Network. Later on Nihal.
Yes, coming up later on in the show, so make sure you stay with us. I've got a fantastic singer called B. Beeman. He's been on Later with Jules Holland, and he's got a great, great, great voice, and he's going to be performing live in the studio. You're going to love it. And guess what? He's Asian, and he doesn't sing in Hindi or Urdu or Sinhalese or Tamil. He happens to be Sri Lankan and American. He sings in English. So there you go. Listen to that after 11 o'clock. You're going to absolutely love it. He's an amazing, amazing voice. B. Beeman is his name. All right, back to what we're talking about now. And that is gay marriage and whether, if you are religious, it's your duty to oppose it. Mehroon in Leicester. Very good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, Mehroon. You've been listening to the conversation between Dr. Haitham Al-Haddad and Hardeep. What's your opinion on gay marriage?
My opinion is, I'm not religious or anything like that, but, I mean, it's just not natural, Nihal. I mean, if God wants to make it natural, he would make, like, woman in sort of, like, one city and just men in another city. So if it's not natural, it shouldn't be happening. And why are these gay people, like, why are they always trying to hide things? Like, the guy you got, he's not given his real name. You said there's a girl coming on who's a lesbian, and she's not going to give her real name. So, you know, are they ashamed of it? What's going on here?
Well, maybe, Mehroon, it's because there's so much hatred to them and that they have to live double lives because they will be discriminated against by their own families, by their own communities.
If they're happy, Nihal, why would they care?
It might be an easy life just to live two lives and not be thrown out of your house, not be dissociated with people that you love, your own family, and for that reason you have to keep it undercover. And also because, Mehroon, as you well know, the Asian community love to judge, don't they? And they'd love to say, oh, you know, so-and-so's son is gay, so-and-so's daughter is gay, and then they talk about it, and then suddenly you turn up at a family event, everyone's staring at you. You know, people are judgmental, aren't they? They keep going on about only God can judge, but they're quite happy to judge on Earth.
You can't lead a double life like that. You have to make...
What do you mean? Asians lead a double life all the time, Mehroon.
They do, but, you know, why would they do that? If they got... I always believe if you've got something to say, you have to say it. You are who you are. You know, why are they ashamed of being whatever? If, you know, you have to...
All right, well, let's ask him. Hardeep, perhaps I answered the question for you, but why is it you're not willing to give your real name out?
It's very, very simple. There are people such as yourself that are very, very against homosexuals. You're saying it's not natural when it's the complete opposite. It is natural. It is something that we have been born with. The reason that we don't make ourselves publicly available is because we get death threats. Our family gets shamed because of other people talking about us. But thankfully, because this gay bill, in time, being homosexual is going to be more widely accepted, and hopefully people like yourself will change that opinion, and then a lot more gay people will come out. Coming on this show for myself was a massive step forward. A lot of people said, don't do it because you'll be outed. But I was against it. I was like, it needs to be said, need to have a voice, because
who knows,
let people keep quiet.
Who knows in your family?
To me about your real name, because I don't even know who you are. So if you gave your real name, how would I know who you are anyway? It don't make no difference to me.
For the sake of argument, call me Hardeep. That is my real name. It makes no difference to you.
Yeah. Hardeep, can I...
I mean, but why are you lying to yourself and to everybody else? Why not just give your real name? I always give my real name. I don't care who's listening to the programme. I sometimes get lots of...
But Mehroon, you haven't got to think about whether physical harm will be done to you and discrimination placed upon you just by giving your real name out, do you, Mehroon?
Well, no, I don't really care, Nihal, to be quite honest.
Luckily, you're not in a position where you have to care.
Well,
no, are you?
I can say about my family if you want, Nihal.
So, Hardeep, but just an interesting question for Hardeep. Mehroon, just listen in for a second. Who knows in your family?
So I've got a really good story about this. So I've come out to my parents 3 times, and they've always said, oh, it's okay, we'll fix you, it's fine. So, you know, I have to understand that they're not, it's not going to be something that they can accept. However, I have told all my extended family, people that are my age and older, and they are all very, very supportive. And I must also say that the next generation of parents are more and more accepting of homosexuals. My aunt was amazing when her kid came home and said, oh, mommy, that's gay, and she, in a derogatory way. And she said to him, what do you mean by that? And he's like, well, I don't like that. And she was like, so do you think being gay is bad? And he's like, well, no. And she's like, what is gay? He goes, when a guy and a guy or a girl and a girl love each other. And she goes, do you think that's a bad thing? And he's like, no, I don't. And then she's like, right, so is gay a good or a bad thing? He goes, it's neither. It's not gay. I just don't like that thing over there. So it's really nice how she's managed to educate her own son by his own opinions. And
yeah,
these
but
kind
do
of
you
stories.
Think they should be educated at that age about things like this? I don't think they should.
What do you mean they should? What about?
He wasn't
about...
educated. He was shown what is gay and what is wrong. He was using the word gay in the incorrect way.
Well, I think Mehrun, the principle behind it was that teach children not to discriminate against people. Now, that's a principle that you teach your children from a very young age, isn't it, Mehrun?
I'm going to make them feel anyhow that, you know, it's all right to be gay, which, you know,
it is all right to be gay.
So, but Mehrun, what's the option then? You chase them through the streets with pickaxes or something? Is that set fire to them? What's the option?
Yeah, but I want to ask him, right, well, you know, you're born gay. How can you be born gay when you're just a little baby, a few hours old? How can you be born gay?
It's the same way that you were born a straight person. I'm assuming you're straight. The same way that you were born to be straight. You don't decide, right, oh, one day I think I'm going to choose to live a straight life or a gay life. You don't. You were born that way. It is genetic. As a baby, you do not know it. But as you grow up and you find attraction towards a different person, that's when you realise whether you're straight or gay. You don't know when you're born. No one knows anything when they're born.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be attracted to them people. If I want to watch a film, I watch it because Salman Khan or Imran Hashmi are in it. Not because whoever, Ashraf Rai or whatever. I don't want to see them.
Yes, but Mehrun, at what point did you make a choice? At what point did you look at Aishwarya Rai, look at Salman Khan and went, you know what? I find Salman Khan attractive. Did you make that? Did you actually switch something on? Did you have a choice?
Well, yeah, I did have a choice.
So you chose not to be a lesbian?
Well, yeah, of course I did.
That's so that means...
You made a conscious choice. I just want to make this clear. You made a conscious choice. You sat up one morning and went, you know what? Quite fancy guys. I don't fancy girls.
No, I didn't even have to
Did you try both?
I'm a normal person. I'm a natural person.
Okay.
So I didn't even have to think
yes,
about that.
Yes, natural is a word you keep on using, but natural means God-given from birth. It has been proven that being homosexual and being heterosexual is decided at birth.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it. We're going to have to... Mehrun, thank you. Mina, very good morning to you, Mina.
Good morning. I'm really enjoying the show. It's full of comedy today.
Well, yes, a lot of people are saying that on my Twitter timeline, that it's comedy. But it's also incredibly serious. For someone like you, and Mehrun raised the point that neither you nor Hardy were willing to give your real names out live on air, and that says something about how you feel... The Asian community regards you and your lifestyle and your sexuality, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Lifestyle is probably not the right word. It's sexuality. Why do you feel so nervous about giving your real name out?
I'm not nervous for myself. I mean...
Because I've spoke to you before, haven't I?
Yeah, oh, exactly, yes. I'm not nervous for myself. I mean, where I live, everyone that I... Most people that I know I'm gay. I don't hide it from them. And a lot of my family know I'm gay. It's more in the Bengali community. I don't want to necessarily out myself because I don't want any abuse held at my mom or my sister because they already have sort of like pressure on them and uncomfortable questions about why I'm not married because I'm 31 and why I'm not living with my mom and my sister and why am I living on my own. They already have a lot of abuse and stuff about that already, so I don't want to add to it, if you know what I mean. And I mean, when I say abuse, it's just verbal, sort of like people just can't get their heads around it and a bit sort of like demanding as to wanting to know why and demanding that I should go back and live with my mom and my sister.
Do you hold hands in public? Do you feel comfortable doing that?
Yeah, perfectly.
In an Asian area?
Not so much in an Asian area, no, but in the city centre or, you know...
Funny that, though, because men in India hold hands all the time.
Exactly. Yeah. Mm. No, I think sort of like whenever we've been out in the early days when we first started going out, I was more willing to hold hands and more wanting to and not giving a toss about what other people think. But we did get like a lot of straight guys wanting to take photographs and treating us like a bit of a zoo animals or something like that. So we kind of, we do not hold hands and stuff as much. We're more a lot more discreet than we used to be.
What do you think of the belief that you chose to be this way?
I don't think anyone chooses. It's a part of human nature. Because I personally think that most people on the planet are naturally bisexual. I think you fall in love with the person rather than their organs or, you know, or the way they look or anything. I think it's more about how people make you feel.
Very, very flimsy, isn't it, that statement, in the sense that there's absolutely no proof that most people are bisexual, is there?
Oh, no, I don't mean it as a... no, it's more a belief that I have. I wouldn't say I'm 100% right. It's just a value, you know, it's just one of those things I feel. I just feel that people fall in love with other people rather, you know, according to how they make you feel, how special they make you feel, how they make you laugh or cry or whatever, and how affectionate they are towards you rather than anything else. I think that is the foremost thing.
Okay. All right. Do you know what? Before we get rid of Haitham, there's been a lot of texts and tweets about Haitham al-Haddad, Dr. Haitham al-Haddad, and his comments, one saying that there's enough hatred in this world, so I say let these people be. I'm a straight Sikh guy and would ask, would God prefer a drunk wife beating, cheating, stealing, signing on the dole, working on the side, male chauvinistic straight guy over a loving gay man? If God does prefer this over gay people, then what, that God is not worth following. That's according to Jeevan. Dr. Al-Haddad, why do you not conform to the idea that it should be just live and let live?
See, as I told you, that the discussion is about redefining the word marriage.
So it is, yes.
Those people say that, oh, let it just go. Okay, let it just go. Let marriage be defined as it was historically defined and it has been universally accepted. So let it go. Why do they need to change
But Dr. Al-Haddad, so many things were universally accepted for centuries. Slavery was universally accepted for centuries.
No, it was.
It was a part of people's belief that some people are better than others and we can, you know...
European dictators who accepted slavery? No.
But the point being is, though, that it was universally accepted until people realised, actually, that it wasn't a very, very good thing. The American Civil War was fought over slavery, for instance. One of the issues was slavery.
And people evolved,
and people realised that, actually, some things need to change, some things need to evolve. So you can't just argue based on the basis of history.
First of all, we find that it is... from a health perspective, it is very dangerous practice. This is one thing. We also found that it is not a natural way to bring and produce the children. Imagine if Britain became all of them homosexuals.
Haitham, what is the chance of that happening? I mean, are you trying to say that just because of gay marriage, then suddenly, if gay marriage is legalised, how long do you think it will take before you become gay?
It might be forced upon everyone, because before, just 60, 70 years ago, it was considered to be a mental illness.
Now it became
legalized. Later on, it might be forced upon everyone. Who knows?
So,
okay, maybe if we had this discussion maybe 30 years ago,
and we were talking about legalizing homosexuality, then people will say this is madness. It will not be acceptable, as we are saying.
So you think this is, wait a minute, you just think that this is a slippery slope towards us all being forced to be gay?
It will be forced upon us.
Okay, Dr. Al-Haddad, thank you very much indeed for that. Kazi is in Birmingham. We've got Jags in London, Imran in Birmingham, but we won't get time to go to them, so we'll have to go to them, I think, probably after midday. But do stay with us just in case we can. Kazi, good morning.
Morning.
What would you like to say? Good morning to you.
I'd just like to say, that I think that you could be of any religion and gay. I'm a Muslim, so I'm just going to talk about Muslims. But my view is that you can't be practicing.
Yeah.
Because if you were a practicing Muslim, you would make the necessary sacrifices. Say, for example, wearing a scarf and keeping a beard, or, you know, abstaining from alcohol and pork, and all these things are, in essence, sacrifice. You don't, some things you don't question, you just know it's forbidden, and you just don't go there. So similarly, if you were a practicing Muslim, or of any religion, really, you wouldn't, you know, you'd abstain from this. Does that make sense?
Yes.
You can be of any religion and gay, but if you're truly practicing, say, Muslim or any religion, you wouldn't. You're just making necessary sacrifices. And I believe there's certain things in religion that you just accept as, you know, this is what God has said. You can't always question and understand anything, but you just accept it. And that you could only do if you truly are a religious person. That's my view anyway.
Okay, that's a very interesting view. Kazi, thank you very much indeed. Jags in London. Good morning to you, Jags.
Morning. I'm pretty good, thanks. It's a great show.
Thank you.
I shared the last caller's view. Sorry, I forgot her name.
Kazi.
Kazi, but not entirely, because I'm Sikh, I'm gay, I'm practicing. You know, I don't drink. I don't really tend to go out to the scene much, but that doesn't change how I feel inside. I mean, you can be practicing, and you can be gay. And in terms of gay marriage and the bill that's going through, and the bill that's being debated, I think it's great, and I think that it's time that we had equal rights. I think changing civil partnerships to gay marriage makes sense.
Why does it?
Well, why? Because the word marriage doesn't have the same meaning it used to. You see, the doctor said that marriage has an old sort of root in religion. He's right, it used to. But that changed when civil marriages were introduced.
Mm.
Marriage, civil partnership, sort of this halfway house, and it creates these two different sort of threads, and that's
an interesting point. That's actually an interesting point that you make, because a heterosexual couple can get married without any form of religion attached at all, can't they?
Exactly, precisely, and they can't have civil partnerships. Civil partnerships are only for same-sex couples. So I reckon my view is, if you're going to be religious and object to gay marriage, it should be objection to civil marriages as well. You know, reclaim marriage as a religious thing, but that's not going to happen. And you can't, you know, it's hypocritical. You know, these same religious institutions didn't object to civil marriage being introduced when it did. So, you know, I think marriage should be open to all couples, gay, straight, whatever. But on the gay marriage bill itself, I can understand why some religious groups, like Sikh groups, for example, have issues with the quadruple lock mechanism, the way that the bill's drafted. Because what it doesn't do is safeguard a religion's right to choose itself. I don't think it's right for the state or anyone else to force a religious group to do something that they ideologically have issues with. I think it's something, I don't think there's any issue in Sikhism with gay marriage. I agree with Hardeep. But the problem is that it's for the religious community, it's for the community itself to decide. It can't be forced onto it, because if you force things onto people, they're never going to accept it. If we want true acceptance within the community, we need them to talk about it. And I think the issue is that the mechanism that the government's proposing doesn't really work. And that's the other issue. I know a lot of Sikh guys, straight and gay, who have no problem with homosexuality. A lot of people like Kazi say that, well, you can be gay, or you can be Sikh, but you can't be practicing. Others you say, well, you can be practicing as long as you're not doing certain things.
So yeah, I mean, it's more difficult for a Muslim or a Christian where it's fairly explicit that homosexuality is sinful, although there are people who question that. But
of course, I mean, it's much harder for them. I mean, you know, we're quite lucky in Sikhism in that Sikhism doesn't really deal with, I mean, I'd say worldly issues in quotation marks, but it transcends that thing. You know, whether you're gay or straight is irrelevant to being a good Sikh.
It's
harder for the other faiths.
Okay, Jags, we're going to have to leave there, but thank you for being so eloquent.